on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive, image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive, image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through 3 decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, The people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning, July 15th. If you're just getting your morning started, not so hot and muggy this morning, but it is wet. It's raining in many parts of central Louisiana. For us, it rained just a little bit as we were driving in and kind of cleared up. Young Deuce Christmas drove us in this morning. And that I'm still getting used to the butterflies, still trying to relax through the process, trying not to be in control. But, you know, the more they go, the better they get. And as always, we remind you to make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others.
And especially those novice drivers, those young people that are just getting under the wheel, that have very little experience, and they're trying to figure it out. More and more young people we're seeing in his class and, you know, at that age. And, you know, you never really think about it. Each stage in a child's life, there are milestones. You know, when they're babies, you can't wait until they sit up. And then you can't wait until they crawl. And then, you know, walking. And then potty training. And, you know, at some point you think that those milestones sort of end. But they never really do they? You know, I just had that thought this morning. Each increment in their life is another milestone, and driving is another one of those milestones that when they are very, very young, I never really thought about it until now. Well, as always, we ask that you make progress instead of perfection. Do a little bit better today than you did yesterday on those mobile devices. Make sure that you're watching out for those pedestrians. Make sure that you're watching out for kids who are on summer vacation. Balls will roll into the road at a breakneck pace. Kids are on bicycles. Lots and lots happening. And so we encourage you every single morning to make sure that you slow down. Be mindful and watch out for all of those things that are happening in and around the community as you're traveling in. You know, I said, you know, it's tough to see your kids grow up. You love it, but it's tough all at the same time. And that driving thing, I'm still trying to swallow that pill, but you know what? It is all good. And we know that you guys are going to get better. We know that we're all going to get progressively better. Still, though, seeing too many people on cell phones, especially in bad weather, you know, we got to find a way to get to become a little bit more disconnected. You know, it's just time. And, you know, another thing I noticed and I wanted to share with you guys on yesterday, but we got off into so many other areas. You know, we had done a story maybe about 2 weeks ago about parents leaving kids in hot cars and the number of babies that are having heat strokes and even dying from being left in hot cars. And so as we're reminding you about your morning, we want to remind you about children in hot cars. We had our guest on talking about just simply being thrown off of her routine. And that's why we have to slow down. That's why we have to plan ahead, being thrown off of her routine and leaving her son Bryce in the car, totally forgetting about him and him dying. So you know what you think, just like the cell phone, you think that that's one of those things that could never happen to you. And how do you do that? Well, those are questions that you really don't want to know the answers to. But what we understand is that it's happening. 17 deaths already this year, this summer. It's happening. It can happen. And you just don't ever want to think that it can't happen to you. You know, you get caught up, you switch your routine, and you forget your child in the car. So remember, make sure that you're making sure kids are getting dropped off. So just a few housekeeping notes about things that really help us in the morning. And if we can remind you, then you'll be able to remind yourself, and we can all do just a little bit better. Now, DC, I want to ask you this morning how you're feeling.
Feeling great.
Feeling great. Well, yesterday was Momentum Monday, and I won't say it was a tough day, but we had, you know, we had a little bit of a challenge on yesterday. When we left the microphone, we were able to process that challenge.
Well, what happened, Carlette? Well, we got a lot of phone calls from people that know us and who have been consulting us in a lot of different ways, and, you know, true to the way that it is. You know, and that's what we love about the people that we have in our circle. You know, they tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They tell you the truth. And what we've learned to do is when people come in and tell us things,
mm-hmm.
we accept what they're saying, and we appreciate sometimes that we don't see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're just very thankful to have people like that. And there's several people who called us and said, you know, basically,
after the situation that we had, which was a bad situation. Nobody is saying that it wasn't a bad situation.
Absolutely.
But mainly the way that I handled it, I believe, just wasn't the right way to handle a situation like that. And normally I have a chance to think about things before I do things, and I'm not making excuses for myself, because what I did was wrong. You know, and just, you know, because this is a show to uplift, enlighten, and encourage people. And if we can't do that, we're not going to have anybody. You know, nobody comes on here and encourages you down or say negative things about anybody, and that includes us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to do that either.
Absolutely.
So when we say it's to uplift, enlighten, and encourage, it means we follow that same rule.
Absolutely.
And so when something happens to us that's negative, we don't want to dump it on our listeners.
Absolutely,
because
not.
That's not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that, the rant that I had yesterday about the gum being left under the desk and stuff, you know, I just apologize, because I shouldn't have even brought that to the listening audience.
Absolutely. And you know what? I need to apologize too, because I got a check in my spirit immediately. And we our angel, we just simply call you our angel, and you're so on point. And we want to thank you for being a part of this network, but even bigger than that, being a part of who we are and understanding so completely what it is that we do and what we're called to do. And so I got a check immediately. And she said to us on yesterday, when you're going to another level, when one season is over, and I'm paraphrasing, and you're moving to another level, do you think that there's not going to be another devil? Now, I have been sitting at this chair for some nearly 7 years and have never put my hands underneath the desk, so to speak, to pull my, never done it. And when I did it on yesterday, I, like that, you hear, like that, I got a check. Don't mention it. But we were talking about humility, and I'm right. Thinking it's going to take a lot of humility for me to deal with this. And in your defense, and I'm not fixing it, but David Christmas loves him some Carlette Christmas. And Carlette Christmas loves her some David Christmas. And since I have sat at this chair for 7 years, the only reason why I have been able to sit at this chair and come through this microphone, first for 1 day, then for 2 days, then for 3 days, and then eventually for 5 days, is because of David Christmas, his love for me, his belief in me. And you know, people talk about bullying all the time. And you would say, well, when you're really sort of nice about it, it doesn't come across as bullying. Well, for a very long time, I was bullied, so to speak, where And I want to be very, very careful. And people who know the story, that there was a person here that believed that the world revolved around what they were doing, right, and had no tolerance for anyone else. And had it not been for David Christmas, the show would not have made the progression and the growth, and would not have seen the vision that we are seeing now. And so with all of that said, that rant was because that was probably, like, you know, we talk about the saying, the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
Well, and you think, well, how could a straw break a camel's back? But when things have piled up and piled up and piled up, that last thing, it'll just break you. And so that was like the last thing. And you just move into a place of wanting to vent. And what we understand is that you can be right. John Bevere said this. He's a great Bible teacher, and we learned this some years ago. He said, you can be right and you can be wrong all at the same time. And what David and I talked about after we left the microphone was that we don't want things to happen and for us to say things, and we come back to the microphone today like that never, ever happened. That is not who we are. And that is not how our relationship has sustained the test of time, by just sweeping something under the rug if we were wrong about it.
And it's all about truth, Garland.
It's all about truth.
Another phone call from a person that we love and respect, and we respect their opinion. And basically, she's like, you know, once you apologize, just move on, because you'll get pulled back into it again.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's no need. You know, we're just saying what it is, but we don't want to do a show about it.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to own our part in it, because we were wrong, and mainly I was wrong. And we want to move on and just apologize to the listeners for bringing that to you, because it really wasn't what we intended to do.
Absolutely. I love that. That's almost like a pearl within itself. Aren't we surrounded in the OPT Network, DC, by so many people with such wonderful wisdom?
Absolutely.
We own it. We're transparent. We're always going to be open and honest with you, simply because that's who we are. Y'all, it's 7:50. I don't know about you, but it's that truth that sets you free. You can't have freedom if you don't have truth. This segment of the OPT Network, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. You can phone Attorney Chris Roy Jr. for an appointment at 318-487-9537. Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster. It's their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard. You can phone for an appointment at 318-445-9700. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Remember, it's hurricane season, and Rosa's going to be coming in talking about some things that we need to do during hurricane season and how we can protect our homes, our vehicles, and all of the things that we need to protect. In the meantime, you can phone 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And DC, before we go to break, just got to give a big, big shout out to Nelson Gonzalez. Nelson, we love you. We appreciate you. You know what? That's what friendship is about. That is what it's about. You're the real deal. We thank you. And DC, what do you want to say to Nell real quick?
Hello?
Say it again, Nell. I said, do you want to shout out Nell real quick?
Yeah, I really do, man, because I got my really good friend, Nelson Gonzalez over in Marksville. We go back to the early 80s when we were in high school, and he's a really, really good friend of mine. We were good buddies in Baton Rouge, because we both lived in Baton Rouge. We were in the same business. We just go back and we just understand one another. And when he called me on yesterday, you know, it really moved me to really understand how blessed we are to have some of the friends, some of the relationships that spanned it over decades, you know, and for him to hear and say what he said, and it spoke to the growth that I have progressed in, when I wouldn't just go into saying or defending myself, but just listening to what that person had to say and respecting what he had to say, him and others, and not saying that you're wrong or not saying anything, but are saying that there's ways to handle things.
Absolutely.
And there's no need in letting you get people to pull you into
right.
that garbage.
Exactly.
So, you know, I was just moved yesterday to know him, because sometimes you think, well, that sort of went over people's head and they don't even know what we're talking about.
Right.
No, people know exactly what we're talking about and who we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand the whole situation a lot more than we've appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is we're really saying that we're just so thankful to the people who have called us, and there have been a lot of phone calls, and text messages, talks, all kinds of stuff that are saying that, look, man, what y'all are doing is good, and you don't need to get over into any of that muck and mire.
Absolutely.
And we respect y'all for what you're doing, and we want you to continue doing
it.
And so, but there are forces out there who would cause you to come out of your lane.
Exactly.
Come out of your lane and go into another lane and start doing it a different way. And we're just not going to do that. And but who we try to be And who you hear us being is who we are when we're alone.
Absolutely.
You know, and so what we do is we will tell on ourselves in a minute when mm-hmm. we're wrong. You know, and basically that whole situation was just wrong. And really, we're apologizing to our listeners.
Absolutely.
You know, for not bringing them the type of programming that we're always bring, mm-hmm. which is going to uplift, enlighten, and encourage you.
Absolutely.
So we don't want to bring anybody down.
And guess what? We miss it, too. You know,
absolutely.
We miss it sometimes. But you know what? There is so much freedom in owning.
Yes.
In owning a situation when it needs to be owned and not, you know, not saying, well, I did this, but we own it. I love what you said. The caller said, you know what? You just simply move on. It's a great day, although it is going to be a rainy day, but we expect to be fulfilled today, and we expect greatness from today, and we hope you do as well. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to get a break here, but we'll be back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, we want to remind you that as you're traveling this morning, in many parts of Central Louisiana, it's going to be wet. And as it is wet, sometimes those water pockets just kind of settle in the road. And one of the things that we saw this morning as we were traveling in was an 18-wheeler jackknifed down into, you wouldn't call it a ditch, but like a ravine in LeCount. And we don't know what happened with that situation, but we want to encourage you. That's why we're going to keep encouraging you to stay engaged. Stay off of mobile devices. Just try to do better. Just purpose in your heart that you're going to do better, that nothing is so important that it can't wait until you get to a safe place to read that message, to read that email, to read that text message. Just wait. And I always say this, because it has happened to me so many times in my life and in our lives, where we say, you know, all we had to do was wait. And you don't want to be that person. Another thing I want to remind you guys about, especially ladies. Now, you heard about what happened in Pineville, where a man was robbing women, taking their purses. There are always opportunists out there. And yesterday we were going about our day and I saw at least three too many women who left their purses unattended with the car door open. And that is almost an invitation for someone to get you. Don't cast your pearls before swine. You know, and a lot of us have these big fine purses. And we might not have a whole lot in them, and we might, but it's an invitation for somebody to get you. And we're going about our day, we're pumping gas, we're washing our car, and we're thinking, I'm just right here, I can leave it. It's dangerous. You know, we talk about this during the holiday, but I'm going to remind you once again, don't leave your purse in sight, in plain sight, for somebody who they might not have been thinking about getting you. But they got to get you because they got to get you. And you just have people like that. And so it's just food for thought. We just have to be more mindful, more careful. Even we were talking this morning on the ride in. It used to be a time where people left their doors open. They left their vehicles open. Well, we're living in a different time where you simply can't do that. And we have to just remind ourselves that we have to do those things that are going to protect us and our family. Now, switching gears, you know, yesterday, DC, we were talking about LeBron James and we were talking about all the hype and all of the excitement and the energy. And I misspoke about the economy losing billions. Well, it was literally millions. And economists have come out in today's article, they've come out already and said that they are going to stand to gain just on the onslaught of LeBron coming back. They're going to stand, the economy is going to stand to gain already about $500 million.
That's a lot of money.
Yes. And so when we think about the, that you wouldn't have had, and it's hard to believe that one person with one brand, right, you know, could impact an economy like that.
That's right. That's a lot.
$500 million. You know, so we say really, really kudos to LeBron for being the change that he wants to see at home.
Absolutely, Carlette. And a lot of that is right there to that franchise.
I mean, mm-hmm. you know,
because with people not going to the games, watching the games, and even with the TV mm-hmm. contracts, mm-hmm. they're getting ready to renegotiate those TV
mm-hmm.
contracts. You know, the markets that are drawing more people, more viewers, are going to get more money.
Absolutely.
You know? So, yeah, it was just really, really important for that whole area that he go back home. And I think he realized that he understood. And, you know, he made some really, I think, some good choices. A lot of people might not agree with that. But, you know, it was about, you know, like we were saying yesterday, it was about family. And it was
mm-hmm.
about, you know, doing the right thing for he and his family. And I just believe it was just the right decision all the way around, because I do believe that when you're that age, you may not be looking at legacy, but I do believe that he is, and his advisors are saying, it's not just about winning a game.
Absolutely.
You know, it's about more than just winning a game.
And you know what I really, in the, you know, there were so many stories within that story, and there was an incredible story, I thought it was incredible, about fandom, and the fan who mm-hmm. ran, he ran out onto the court. LeBron was playing for the Heat, and they had come back to Cleveland
to hug him
and to say, you know what, everybody in Cleveland doesn't hate you. He said, I have followed you since high school. I have followed your entire career. Now, he did go to jail.
He got banned
for life, so he could never go to the Cavs games. I hope they will unban him, and I hope that he will get at least season tickets or some tickets to the game, because that's just total awesomeness. That's fandom at its best. And he said in an interview, right now I'm just working on getting back into the games. So, you know, there were so many great side stories to this whole story, wasn't it?
Yes, it really was, Carlette. I mean, it really is just a great story.
Uh-huh. It's one of those feel-good kind of stories for me.
And it tugs at your heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
And it just lets you know that when you can make an impact, you know, we always say to our listeners that we don't want to just talk about it, we want to be about it. And that has a lot to do with our transparency. It has a lot to do with our truth. And yesterday I said, you know what, sometimes on the radio, for us, it's almost like reality radio, because DC and I have very, very spirited and heated conversations. But what we have never allowed to happen is in our relationship. We have never been able to quite move to the next thing until we have settled what the issue is and was. And until we can come up with a solution that's viable to both of us, we don't move on. So, like, our relationship is at a standstill. And so that's why it's so great to own when you've made a mistake. And that's really what LeBron did. He owned that. He said, you know what?
Yeah.
I probably could have done that better.
Absolutely. And for me, I really, you know, in superstar fashion, I didn't think it was a whole lot wrong with he. The two guys having that big parade in Miami, because they were about to bring the show to Miami.
Absolutely.
And it looks like that's what they were doing to me, but you know.
But you like the pomp and circumstance.
Right,
though.
But I think the problem was leaving your home.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the whole problem.
And so.
You did your home bang.
Right.
And I think
he said in those famous quotes, I'll be taking my talent to South Beach.
In other words, and really not really realizing that he's burning out.
Right.
On the,
on the city of Cleveland. But you know what I like? He said. And they're trying to, and they're Well, somebody that's here with us regularly, but we haven't seen her in about a month of Sundays, Miss Angela Lavallace. How are you this morning?
Great this morning.
So,
I am.
So are you a LeBron fan?
I'm not a LeBron fan.
Okay.
I am a Laker fan. I don't care.
Die hard Laker.
Who comes, who goes. Uh-huh. I'm Laker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're
but,
Laker all the way.
But I love the game. My husband is an avid player, and so we watch all of it.
Uh-huh.
So I love the game, and it's been a big topic here over the weekend with LeBron.
What big is understatement for the topic. But you know what I love that he said? They're trying to figure out, because LeBron was in Brazil for the World Cup. And so Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cavaliers, said, well, we've got to call LeBron and see if we can have a parade to see if it's okay. And, you know, I don't know that he really necessarily wants all the bravado of coming home. We haven't heard yet.
I think he needs that.
Yeah.
I think the city probably needs that.
Just because of the way it all happened. And you see both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, whenever he went to Miami, I remember all of the bashing and the jersey burning and all of that. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we all do what we have to do for our family. We all
mm-hmm.
do what we feel
mm-hmm.
like is best.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, he felt like that transition was best for him.
Absolutely.
So I don't really think it was turning the back on his city, like everybody said.
Uh-huh.
It was what he felt like he needed to do at that moment. And we all come to those crossroads.
Absolutely.
You know? And sometimes it's not a good decision, and everybody's not going to like it. You know?
Isn't that
but
the
I
truth?
Just think they really went overboard with all of the other stuff,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
blacking out his face on the pictures mm-hmm. and all that. I thought that was just really uncalled for. But getting back to the parade, I really think that it needs to be all of that
mm-hmm.
because they need the buy-in of everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
to get
mm-hmm.
back on board and support him.
That's a person that is a PR guru who's basically, you know, she wants to bring everybody
that's
in.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and that's, you know, that's what
and that's from the pro. That's from the pro. And
yeah,
you know what? And that is absolutely on point. And I never really looked at it like that. But the whole city has really suffered. I mean, and who knew that the whole state literally suffered with the economy mm-hmm. after he left?
One man.
Mm-hmm. One man.
That's too much power for him.
And this is what I said. And I don't mean this like King Jesus. I mean this in terms of sports. So please don't misunderstand or misconstrue what I'm saying. But heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a lot of pressure mm-hmm. on one person. But I think that watching him over the years, you can see how he has matured and become a quote-unquote grown man. Mm-hmm. And he's making great decisions. And I love the whole process, and I love his balance and his ability to just be very even-keeled mm-hmm. through the whole process.
Yeah, because I know there are some others that are very hot-tempered, mm-hmm. very animated in that league, and they would have handled that situation a whole lot
mm-hmm.
differently.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. He kept his cool. He didn't bash anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go on the radio, say
mm-hmm.
anything ugly about the city.
And he never did.
He never did that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, when we get attacked, we want to defend ourselves.
Right.
But he never said anything. And I know.
That's hard.
That's hard. And I know he was struggling.
Yeah.
He was struggling initially with whether or not he had the goods, whether he could step mm-hmm. up mm-hmm. and really be the man in the big games mm-hmm. because he just hadn't grown up.
He's very young.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't know that to look at him because he looks older.
Right.
But he's really young.
Yeah, he's only 30 years old.
And when he left, he was only 20, mm-hmm. about to turn 26 years old.
Right.
So, you know, I think a lot of growing has happened between mm-hmm. all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it really doesn't feel that good to be Miami now. You know, because they're having to deal with that. But, you know, they understand.
Yeah.
You know, I think they really see
it's the nature of the game.
Exactly.
It's the nature of the
mm-hmm.
game.
Exactly.
And isn't Pat Riley such a class act?
Love him.
And cool
mm-hmm.
cool
we
is
love him.
The order of the day. for Pat Riley. I love the way that he never lost his cool and really made good positive statements about
When they were playing in San Antonio and the heat was out, Pat was in there, didn't even adjust
it. The literal heat. When the air conditioning
didn't break a sweat.
I said, is he going to take his jacket off or what? We said, nope, cool is the order of the day. And you know what? LeBron has made a lot of money, a lot more money to be made. Experts suggest, Forbes is saying that he's made already in his career about $450 million.
Wow.
And of course, they say that the endorsements and all of the other things that are going to come along with that are absolutely going to go through the roof. So it's a great story. We're going to continue to follow it, and we can't wait to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana for, every time I say it, I can't believe it, 95 years. Since 1919, also attorney Chris Roy Jr., he's taking care of the people of Central Louisiana, and he does it with compassion. He does it with diligence, and he does it with a sense of excellence. He can be phoned at 318-487-9537. Our good friends at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, if you have not gone to see their remodel, what in the world are you waiting for? It is state-of-the-art technology, and it is absolutely beautiful. Three locations right here in Alexandria and Pineville to serve you. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Nobody's doing more in the community to give back than Amerigroup Real Solutions. You can reach them for more information at 800-454-3730. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. Already 16 minutes after 8 local time, 16 minutes after 9 Eastern. And when we come back, we're going to see what Angela Lavallee has got on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Hope is a word that sticks with most of us. And as Jesse Jackson said, keep hope alive. Well, believe it or not, hope is the last thing that dies in a man. Although it's exceedingly deceitful, it will make you think you can do what you can't do if you're not careful. But while hope is still traveling, still a part of us, then we believe we can do something every day that was not done the day before. As a matter of fact, hope looks for the good in people instead of harping on the worst in them. Hope opens doors where despair closed them. Hope discovers what can be done instead of grumbling about what cannot be done. Hope draws its power from a deep trust in God and a basic goodness of mankind. Hope lights a candle instead of crushing in the dark. Hope regards problems as small or large as opportunities. Hope cherishes no illusion, nor does it yield criticism. But hope brings to each individual the attitude of, I can do it. I will rise tomorrow. I will have a new day. I will have a fresh start as long as I have hope. I can live and help others live. So be hopeful, be kind, and believe in yourself, knowing that if you keep hope alive, you will accomplish your mission. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a Tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in is not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, if you're traveling in this morning, trying to get there, give yourself enough time to get there. Remember, we always say that early is on time and on time is late. And it's 8:25 now. It's 9:25 Eastern. So please be careful. This morning, we're joined by Angela Lavallee. She is no stranger to the OPT Network. And she keeps us abreast and on point about what's happening, not only on the Hill, that would be Zion Hill, but in our community. Angela, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
She's the vacationing Angela.
Hey.
She looks all rested and revived and ready to.
Yeah.
And with the work that you do, you need some vacation time.
You do.
You need that downtime.
Yeah.
So how was vacation?
Vacation was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation was awesome. Biloxi was amazing, but went to Orange Beach over the weekend. It was my first time.
Mm-hmm.
Orange Beach is beautiful.
Wow.
It is absolutely beautiful. The sands are so super white. The water is so clear. It's really family-oriented because they have a lot of things for children to do out
mm-hmm.
there. A lot of shopping for the women and a lot of golfing and kayaking and scuba diving. And yeah, so it was a lot to do.
So were you able to sort of just relax and put all of your mobile devices down? Everybody travels with their mobile device. Angela is no different. Were you able to put that down?
Sad to say.
Come on.
Even driving up there was four of us ladies and everybody was on their cell phone. Everybody was on their cell phone. On the beach, everybody on their cell phone. In the hot tub, everybody on their cell phone. So, I mean,
what do you think is up with that? Why, especially if we decide that we're going to get away from it all, why can't we put our cell phones down?
I think it depends on what you're doing with your cell phone.
Were y'all recording and
some
chronicling
of that,
the
some
trip?
Of that, but there's some spiritual people that we follow. There's some educational people that we follow that we're kind of just reading up on current events and things that are happening and sharing that with each other, and was that type of thing. It wasn't really as much
wasn't
as
wasn't work.
Yeah, it wasn't work at
okay.
all.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
So you guys had a great time.
Had a great time.
So as you come back, you jump right back into getting to work.
Yeah.
So tell us what's happening.
First of all, I do want to say to the community, thank you all so much for supporting the Basketball League at Zion Hill. It was amazing.
Woo-hoo!
Amazing. We had 125+. Children.
Wow.
They were so precious. They had an awesome time. And the last day was when they really had all the games.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. So thank you to everyone that brought your kids out. We had neighborhood kids that came over that were able to participate. And the community really showed up for us. So I want to thank you guys for that. It was great for the kids.
But you know what? I believe that when churches put themselves out there, as Zion Hill did, that people will come.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about really putting it out there and letting, and then this is what we try to tell people. If you've got something going on in your church and you want to be an outlet for the community, mm-hmm. you got to let the community know.
You have to. You have to let them know.
And when you guys let them know, the response was just overwhelming.
Yes, it was. It was. It really, really was. Probably attendance shot up probably 40%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be amazing.
Great. We were glad.
And so you guys have some other things coming up.
We do. But before I get into that, on a higher level, we were talking about basketball and basketball. And we recently had reached another milestone in not just our church, in our community. with Markell Brown being drafted
Absolutely.
Into the league. So, and he's a member of our church, and we were so, so proud of him. Markell does not only excel on the court, he excels off the court as well. He received his degree this year as well. But what I really, really love about this kid is he's so humble, but he would not leave and get on that plane until he had been blessed by his pastor in church.
Oh.
So the press service we had for him, I just wish we had taped it. It was amazing.
Y'all didn't tape it?
We did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did. I wish we had brought it for y'all to hear, but you can buy the DVD, of course, at our church, but it was amazing. It really, really
and
was.
So he came, he was at home, because
he was home when he found out.
Okay, yeah, so he didn't go to New York.
Yeah, he was here.
Wow.
It was great. It was really great. And it's such a positive impact for the youth of this community. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have several others that have gone on to do some great things to that level. But just today, we want the kids to really follow someone that is going somewhere.
Absolutely.
You know, look up to someone that, see where you want to be and find someone that's there and let them mentor you.
Absolutely.
You know, because it can happen. You know, right here in little bitty Alexandria, Louisiana, who knew? But it can happen.
Absolutely. And what do you think, Angela, that meant? Not just for Zion Hill and the church, but what do you think that really meant for the community?
It was a boost for the community. I'll tell you what, and we're going back to our cell phones. The night that it happened, of course, everybody, and I'm one that, you know, I try to go to bed at least by 11, but we stayed up.
We were waiting.
We were by that TV, and we were waiting, which one? Okay, I think it's coming, you know, that type of thing. And you would watch Facebook and you would watch Twitter and watch Instagram, and everybody was tweeting about it. Everybody was making comments about it. Everybody was in the whole city was waiting, you know, for this young man to be blessed in that manner. So I think it was awesome for the city after then. And of course, for Peabody High School, let's not leave that out.
Absolutely.
You know, that's where he really, really shined and excelled. And so that's great for that organization as well.
For sure.
But for the city. And for the children of this city, that was such a morale booster. Because there are some that are out there that are aspiring to get to that level.
Absolutely.
And now this makes it tangible for you. It can happen. I know someone this happened to. So it was awesome.
Somebody that grew up right here. And went to Peabody. And for us, of course, we watch it every year and we love it. But for us, it speaks to the mere possibility.
Exactly.
And that's really what it's about. And that's why we like to have these conversations, because they empower people to be able to live their dream. And, you know, this, I'm sure, was a dream for him as a very young kid.
Yeah.
And to see the manifestation of that and to be able to share it with not only the community but his church family and be blessed by God, well, it just don't get no better than that.
That's right. So keep up with him. We've been following the stories here. He's recently out of the little training that they do, and he's been showing out up there. He's put up some great numbers.
They're in the summer league right now.
Yeah,
and so that's going to give him, you know, the experience to kind of catch up to the game. And it's going to be a process, but you know what, we know with the power of God and that humility that he's going to do
it,
well.
Yeah,
and so what
and
else
is God first?
Absolutely.
He does nothing without that, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's amazing.
So I know you got some other stuff.
Yeah, right now, actually, we're in the middle of Vacation Bible School. It started yesterday. It will go through Friday. We have classes for 18 months and up.
Wow.
And there's special classes for our youth, which is ages 12 to 18. Their class theme is The Battle Within, Understanding Temptation.
Wow.
So I think that's going to be amazing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Every day they'll do arts and crafts. They have recreation activities. Mm-hmm. I walked through yesterday. Just want to give you a little synopsis of it. Walked through yesterday. The youth were in the main sanctuary. I heard gospel rapping going on. And I saw kids all over the place dancing. And I said, wow. And I went over a little bit and I saw the adults were in the theater having a great conversation about grace.
Mm-hmm.
I went over to the nursery, and those little kids were clapping and singing rhymes, you know, church rhymes, and went upstairs. They were in the gym playing basketball, and I was like, wow, this is great. So we want the community to come out and be a part of that. You don't have to be a member of our church to enjoy our Vacation Bible School.
That's amazing.
You can come out. If you need transportation, you can call the church office at 767-0106 at least by 4 p.m.
Okay.
And we'll have transportation for you. Last year, We topped our numbers for Vacation Bible School with over 400.
Come on.
Trying to
come
reach on. Over 600 this year. So it's awesome. It's awesome. We have kids everywhere.
And so what time does it start?
6 o'clock.
Okay. Yes. So it starts at 6. Mm-hmm. And if you need a ride, they're going to provide that. Yes. Absolutely no cost.
No cost.
And all you've got to do is just call.
Call the church office.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And again, the ages are from really babies.
Everybody.
Right.
Everybody. A lot of people don't utilize the nursery, have a curriculum for the nursery kids during Vacation Bible School, but we do, you know.
Mm.
We have two people that at our church, Ms. Pat Davis and Ms. Sue Clarkston. They are retired educators, and they actually write our curriculum for us.
Come on.
So it's amazing.
Y'all have a written curriculum mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. Bibles, mm-hmm. Bible school.
Yeah.
Vacation Bible school.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. So not only are the kids going to come into this environment, but they're going to really learn about.
Yeah, they learn. And they learn on their level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we have them sectioned off the way that we do. We teach them on their level. As with, like I said, the nursery, they learn by repetition and song.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's geared that way.
Mm-hmm.
On up to the adults, they learn through lecture. They learn through what they hear.
Right.
But with the youth, you've got to stimulate them all over.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? So that's why we have the little gospel raps and we have motivational speakers and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. And so how, you know, we were talking about gospel rap and, you know, it's a new genre, mm-hmm. not really new, but it's a genre for young people
yeah.
that a lot of older people really can't or don't necessarily gravitate toward. But it is something that it's a way of really winning young people, isn't it?
It is relating to them.
Mm-hmm.
We have to relate to them on their level.
Mm-hmm.
We have to meet them where they are. That's what they listen to now.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening to the music and the rap and things of that nature. So we spin it backward. Okay, the dance and the music and all of that was taken from the church. That's mm-hmm. where it came from. Mm-hmm. The world took it from the church. So we're just taking it back.
Wow, that's powerful. And I think that that's a great way to look at it, the way that we relate to our young people. Mm-hmm. And to get young people in, and we've been saying it all summer long, we have to find new ways to engage our
yes.
kids. We've
yes.
got to find ways, and we have to have the courage as parents to pull the video games out, to pull these distractions
yes.
out to some degree, and find
yes.
new ways to engage our young
yes.
people.
We have to.
And this is a great way.
Yeah, we have to.
Again, give the time, give the dates, and tell people how they can connect.
The dates, July 14th through 18th. Like I said, it started last night. We'll go through Friday.
And so people don't need to worry if they didn't get started.
Don't worry about that.
Last night.
No, don't worry about
that. Just pick up today.
Pick up where you're starting today. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. is the times.
Mm-hmm.
If you need transportation, you can call our church office by 4 p.m. at 767-0106.
Great. So, Angela, I know, you know, you're a girl that is a woman that is got her hand in some of everything. What else is going on?
It's fun, actually. In the community, kind of gearing up for the work that I do with the Homeless Coalition and the Volunteers of America.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of posted something last week. I was on vacation and started getting texts and emails from those executive directors from those organizations saying, Angela, please help us get the word out. What they're in need for now for the homeless is insect repellent, of course, because they're
wow.
outside.
Who knew?
Who knew? And when she said that, it just dinged on me because we had just come from an outing with my family for the 4th of July. And can I tell you, the mosquitoes ate me up from the bottom of my foot to the top of my head.
The mosquitoes eat you
yeah.
up, all you've got to do is phone J&J Exterminating.
Okay.
They are on point. Get behind the shield
yeah.
and you can have any event
yeah.
and J&J
yeah.
is there
awesome.
To support that.
Yeah. But just thinking about that, when she mentioned about the homeless needing insect repellent, I just thought, gosh, you know, I
mm-hmm.
know what I went through and I had off on,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
But you know, the poor things, they're out in the elements. So I'll just throw that out there. If
mm-hmm.
anyone is able to donate cans of repellent, they're asking for the ones that has the DEET in them, outdoors, that
uh-huh.
type of repellent. If you can, you can drop it off at either one of the Bancorp South offices or at the Volunteers of America. Their office is on Collison Boulevard
mm-hmm.
or with the homeless shelter. And their numbers, I don't have them on me, I apologize, should be in our The Homeless Coalition should be in a directory.
Uh-huh.
But if you could help in that manner, that would just be great.
And isn't that such a small thing on its face when you think about it? And I know nobody has ever really just thought about getting repellent, for people who are homeless. Mm-hmm. Never really thought about that aspect of it. And these are people who really don't have, in many cases, a place to sleep at night.
They're in the elements. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's tough. But you know what? We work very, very closely with the executive director, Kendra Goche, and the Homeless Coalition to be the change that we all want to see. And you know what? We still have a lot of work to do
there.
And, you know, DC said it, and we said this last week, you know, that there are still people in the world that are hungry. And he came across a man who was hungry and bought him lunch, got lunch for him. And so the little subtle things that we can do, we absolutely should do.
Exactly.
And so we want to get that number. We'll get that number so that people can bring those cans to the Bancorp South offices. Where are they located?
4600 Jackson Street and 2812 Highway 28 East.
Okay, and also can they take that to VOA?
They can, to the VOA, and they are located on Collison Boulevard or to the homeless shelter. 443-0500.
Absolutely. One more time.
443-0500.
All right, and that's the Homeless Coalition. And so we're going to be really following what they're doing, and as an organization and as a company, we're going to be trying to do the things that we can do. And so if you can spare, you're going to the store, and, you know, we're all buying insect repellent. If you could do that, that's going to be a blessing.
That'd be great. Yeah. Even if we all bought one can, just look at what we could do.
If we all
bought one can. And it's like $3.98.
Absolutely.
Look at the impact it will make for someone.
And that's a small seed to sow.
Yes.
And so, Angela, you got anything else upcoming? I know that you do. That anything that you can reveal right now?
The Volunteers of America have several things coming up. One initiative that we have there is called H2O.
Okay.
The last Thursday of the quarter.
Don't you even apologize for being involved in your community. Yeah. That's what it's about.
We got to make a difference. Make a difference. But the last Thursday of every quarter with Ms. Tracy Colson Auntie over at the Volunteers of America, they do have such an awesome event there on the parking lot of Emmanuel Baptist Church where they have booths and tables set up for the homeless to come out. They get free screenings. They get free haircuts from Blue Cliff College. They get food. They get little backpacks.
And when
backpacks.
Is that?
The last Thursday of every quarter.
Wow. Okay.
And they get little backpacks.
Make sure that you remind us when that's coming up so that people can take advantage.
Yeah. They've been doing it almost a year now, coming up on a year.
So, Angela, you know, I often ask people of this or ask people this question that are so involved and such givers. I know that you're very busy, first of all, in the position that you have at Bancorp South and just that job. And then as a mom and a wife, how do you find the time to be so involved?
You have to make the time, really. All of us could be doing something else, you know, but you make the time. And I deem it a responsibility that I have to give back to.
When did you decide? When did you decide that it would be a responsibility?
Yeah, I've always done it, just probably not to this level. We used to pick cans and sell them and give the money to the homeless. And we used to do the quarters and the little cards for muscular dystrophy and March of Dimes and all of that. So I've always been.
So you kind of grew up.
Yeah, my grandmother was like that. My grandmother was a giver. And my dad was like that. My dad was always a giver, always looking to give back. My dad was the person that would see a homeless person on the street and take them to JCPenney and buy them some clothes. He was that type. And he taught us that. He taught us, be grateful for what you have because you could not have. And you could be in that position and you would want someone to help you. We were always raised in the church with those values of giving back and helping and praying for those that are less fortunate than us. And so as I have grown up, I've just taken it to the next level because I want my children to have those values as well.
Wow. That's powerful. You know, another great story about giving and gratitude And you know what? If we all just find, and we're all not going to be as active
right.
as Angela, but if we all find something that we can do, like taking a can mm-hmm. of off
yeah.
to Bancorp South or to the Volunteers of America or to the Homeless Coalition, mm-hmm. if we all find something to do,
yeah.
it'll make someone else's life better when we sow that seed. Yeah.
And you not know, just taking a personal responsibility with the homeless.
I love that.
With the homeless.
I love that.
We also, coming up on October, November, we have a sock drive at my church.
Mm.
At my job, where we collect socks.
A sock drive.
And we give them to the homeless. We have a blanket drive where because you know, of course, then the winter's setting in.
Right.
So, and I've had several community organizations that have helped us, the Ambitious Women and things of that nature, that have come out and helped us with blankets and shoes,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's going to get cold. You
yeah.
know? Socks for them, scarves, gloves, mm-hmm. you know, the things that we take for granted.
That's a lot.
You know, they don't have those things. And
they're absolutely.
Out, like I said, in the elements.
And you know what? That's why we always love when you come, because not only do you give us a boost, but you give our listeners a boost. And it gives people ideas of how they can get involved in their community and just things that they don't have to be really, really big things, but things that we can all conceivably do. So thank you for always connecting with us.
Thank you guys for allowing me to come on. I really appreciate you. I really, really appreciate it.
You know what? It's our great pleasure, and we look forward to seeing what you're doing, and most importantly, what's happening in our community,
because
that's how we get our updates. Hey, J&J Exterminating, they are Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company. Over 50 years of providing trusted and effective pest control. This is so awesome. They come out and they do an absolute no-cost consultation. They look at your property, and I'm going to tell you, they survey it. They leave no stone unturned. They tell you what you need, and then they work with you to make sure that your home, your most precious, precious asset, is taken care of. And here's how you can connect with them, 318-448-4800. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie. You can reach them and connect with all of their locations at 318-346-2540. Also, Solo Productions. They capture your precious moments, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. It's family reunion time. The Bunkie family reunion is coming up. The Carver High family reunion is coming up this weekend. And I'm going to tell you, if you're not on point, if your event is not on point with Solo Productions photo booths, then you are not doing the darn thing. Here's how you can connect, 318-581-9106. Go to her website. It's absolutely fabulous. Lamia Peterson, the website, www.solophotoproductions. You're on point, everybody. We got to get a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor
sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of the Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or find your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds
Someday
welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, we're at the top of the hour. It's 8:59 local time, 9:59 Eastern. And you know, this morning, I wanted to share this article from Time, and it talks about burning calories, and it talks about stressful days can slow your metabolism. Stressful days can literally slow your metabolism. It says our bodies metabolize slower under stress. And a lot of us really, really need to hear this.